We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the top, the beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanon. Zok the Gemara of Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Loi Sovoy El Beisoy Lavoit Avoitoy. You now go into the house of the Loiva to pick up a mashkin. This is talking about Loiva Shaslava. Also, you now go into his house to pick up a mashkin. And it says in the Braisa like this, it makes a diak. Now look at the Leiva's house. That means if he had a co-signer and he had someone who was an Arev on the loan and the Leiva did not pay, I'm going now step two, Arev, I'm allowed to go into Arev's house, take a mashkin. V'cheinu oimer, and Taka would bring a right from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lekach bigdoi ki orev zor uva'ad nachriya chavleu." And the pasuk lashon chavleu also, and lekach bigdoi. So chavleu means you go into his house. You let him go into his house and take a mashkin. V'oimer is another pasuk. Also, the second pasuk the Torah Chaim learns, it just is another raya that an orev is meshubit. The pasuk says, "Bini imarav t'lariyecha." If you are orev for your friend, the katal zor kapecha, which means that you shook his hand and you guaranteed a loan. Or nakashta mimrepicha, nakalta mimrepicha, or you insulted him in some way. What should you do? I say zois eifoi bini. What should you do, son? This is the pasuk of Mishlei. What should you do and save yourself? Inotzel kibasa b'kafriyecha. If you owe him money, leiches rapis. Go get, open your hand and give him money. Urav riyecha. And if you insulted him, bring more friends. And like the Gemara teaches, in my mind, yesh loch biyadcha hatalei pieces yad. Loshen hisrapis means open up your hand and give him money. If not, if you've insulted him, harbil of reim, bring friends and or give him money or bring him friends to make sure he is meichel. Letzad sheni, which means dava acha, not a pshat in the word lebeisa. So the first diak in the word lebeisa means that the whole iser to go into a house to pick up a mashkin is dafka by a loiva, but not by a orav. Letzad sheni lebeisa yata nichnas avat nichnas liskar lischar kasev. It's holding you don't go into the house to pick up a mashkin. It's only by halva. But when it comes to pick up your dues that he owes you because of your work you did for him, for example, you schlepped something for him or you took a donkey for him, you rode a donkey for him, l'schar pundik for fees for a hotel, l'schar dukiones, which means you made him nice paintings in his house. So there, the halach is that you could go collect the mashkin from his house. What about if you said it's a halval? You said, you don't pay me now, but I'm giving you a payment plan. Then it becomes halval. Then you now go get a mashkin. Tamalayma, the Prophet says, mashas muma, which means that any type of halval, you have these halachas of loy sova el beisa lavat avaita. The Prophet says, kisasha berecha, mashas muma, loy sova beisa lavat avaita. So it comes out, the coming, you now go into a loyva's house to collect the mashkin, but or if you could. Freitzel the shayla, L'chari makes much more sense that as you go into the house of Leiva and Arav, the Arav did a big favor, he's a co-signer, he's a big tzaddik. You go into his house to go collect the thing, it makes no sense. Like, what happens? The Leiva, he's the one who took the halva, he's the one responsible. But the Arav, I do go into his house, it's like it's the opposite svar. So the Rebbeinu Bechaye and Chumash, he says pshat, that the Ani took a loan because he was desperate. He didn't have any food to eat. He had to take a loan. So the Torah feels bad for him. He took a loan, Nebuch, he had to take a loan. He wanted to pay back. He couldn't pay back. We don't, you're not going to his house. The Arav, no one asked him to be an Arav. He wanted to be an Arav as good as his own heart. He's a big tzaddik, right? But he came from a makom of wealth. He's the Arav. He can say, I got this one. I'm taking care of this one. Then, there, by Arav already, there we go into his house and take the mashkin from his house. Zok Danaya Mishnah. Mishnah, we go from the Mishnah to the Mishnah. Zok the next Mishnah. Almana, bein shi aniya, bein shi ashira, im mashkinoisai. Shenem le sachba beged almana. The pasuk says, you're not allowed to take a beged almana as a mashkin, and it's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Does it mean even outside of her house? And the Arshim learn like that. You can't take a beged almana. And sai aniya and sai ashira. Sai if she's rich or poor, im mashkinoisai. Shenem le sachba beged almana. And we'll see, it's a machlokes tanoim, really, if it's sai aniya bein ashira. But that's how Mishnah holds. That either way, say if she's a oshir or a oni, you are not allowed to take a mashkin. Tanu Rabbanon, learned in a brisa, amana bein shi'aniya bein shi'ashira aim a mashkin oisai. The Rabbi Yehuda in the brisa it says, like our Mishnah, that amana say if she's aniya, say if she's ashira, you don't take a mashkin for her. The Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon Aimer, it depends. Ashira mashkin oisai, ashira you take a mashkin from her. Aniya im mashkin oisai. Aniya, we don't take a mashkin from her. Sha'ata chayiv lahachzer lo, vat mesiyah shem rav shchinasa. Rav Shimon, we know, is Derish time of the crow. Even a pasuk does not say the time, but we try to figure it out. We say, what is the reason why you're not allowed to take a mashkin from our money? You know what the reason is? Because if she's an ani, so what's going to happen is, you got to give back her stuff every night. So you're going to come every night to her house. And the neighbors see, there's a foreign man coming every day to the amana's house. They're not married. And every night he comes to the house. So they're gonna be chayshish her for something that's not nice. And therefore, he's made it no din, he can't take a mashkin. But Ashiru, you don't have to return it. Why can't take a mashkin? That's what Shimon says. Shimon says, Ashiru, mashkin, I said, yeah, mashkin, I said, why? Shat the chayv lahachsalah. But the Messiah, Shem Rav, Shem Nesah. And you, it's a bad name for her, about her neighbors. So what comes out? Lemain Rav Yehuda, Loi Darish time of the crop. Who is not Darish time of the crop? Rav Shimon Darish time of the crop. Shimon Darish is time of the crop. Break the Marva, Ipcha Shimon Elu. We have a Brisa that we find the opposite. The time of the Brisa. It says, by a Melech, it says, V'layarba Loi Noshim. A melech should not take too many wives. That even though Minatari will let him marry as many wives as you want, as long as he can take care of them, and a melech has unlimited amount of funds, and really he could take care of a bunch of wives, but you should not take more than 18 wives, kamavuri in the Rashi and in the Pesukim there from a drasha. It's Pesukim in the Melachim that we see this, or in Shmuel. He can't take more than 18 wives. So that's the Brisa says. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mar Bahu, you could have many wives you want. Vajli and Mesiris Levi, but the wives should not be Mesiris Levi. It means if you marry a tzaddikus, a bunch of tzaddikus in, then it's not a problem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So it sounds like it's there's time to crawl. Rav Shimon, I'm a filo achas, Mesiris Levi, Reis Leisiana. If for someone who's Mesiris Levi, who's not a big tzaddikus, even one you shouldn't marry. Reis Leisiana. And came out time of Yarbli Noshim, a filo kavi gael. Even if someone like Avigail, you should not marry more than Nashim than you're allowed to. So what does it say? It's the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda holds Darish time the crow and says, as long as the good wives let him marry as many as you want, because it's Loyos or Slavava. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't marry more than the wives, even if they're good. So it's a stira. By Amana, we say Rabbi Shimon's one Darish time the crow. And here we're saying Rabbi Yehuda's one Darish time the crow. Mara says, no. Lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda lo'y Darish time the crow. He's never Darish time the crow. But here it's different. Here it says the reason. Here it says, my time, so that's why here it's different. And what's about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says, yeah. Rav Shimon says, by me, usually, you die time of the crow without the pasuk. Rav Shimon, mechti, but I'm with time of the crow. So look, we don't need loyoser. We know, my time, Mashum loyoser. So loyoser, the cost of Rav Shimon, so why does it say loyoser? To teach us. I feel achas and mesiris liba reis leisana. Even if it's one and it's yosef liba, you can't marry. And loyar bli noshim must be a gzeris akosov that you can't marry a lot of noshim, even if they are a tzedekis. So avada all of a shas Rav Shimon doyish time akra, and which means if the pasuk doesn't say the reason, but if the pasuk says a reason, Rav Yehuda's maskin, and the fear of Shimon gets worse, because now that we said the reason, it's mashma that the ikar din loyar bli noshim is a different din, and the reason is to be married by even one isha. But loyar bli noshim is gzeris akosov. That's what comes out the opposite shittas, but from it comes to almana and loyar bli noshim. Thank you.